It's time now to take a journey into getting healthier and living a life that feels better and functions better. It's time to maximize your health with Dr. Eric Ashburn.
Good morning. Welcome to Maximize Your Health Radio. I'm excited for the show. I'm Dr. Eric Ashburn, your health coach for the week, and I'm going to talk to you about a lot of things having to do with your health, but some stuff coming, especially coming up with a new president coming into our office, a new election season happening, is freedom. So speaking about freedom in a different way, though, I'm not going to get it political. I'm just talking about politics because it's about freedom for our country, but freedom in terms of our health. When you aren't healthy, when you have pain, when you have poor function, disease in your body isn't free and you're miserable. You're nowhere near as healthy as you should be. Your body's not as happy. Your brain's not as happy. Your life isn't as enjoyable, right? Not having as much fun with your life. So freedom, it's a big factor. People don't realize if their body kind of owns them, right? There's a big saying, you should suppress the physical man so the spiritual man can reveal itself, right? Suppress the physical man. But you can't suppress the physical man or woman, not being sexist here, if your body has pain, malfunction, disease, worry over these things, because it's impossible, because your physical body has more weight in how your brain's thinking and going about its daily activities than it should. So I'm going to get into some issues. I'm going to get into the biggest debilitator in our country first, and that's low back pain. So I have many people listen to my show come into my office because I told them to listen to it. I'm only kidding. But they have pain in their back, and I'm going to get into some causes and risk factors. Some of them may be surprising to you. Right? People think, oh, low back pain, you develop it over time. You're a construction worker, you're a mechanic, you're lifting heavy stuff, your back bothers you. That's what people think. That's probably the least likely cause of low back pain. It happens for so many other reasons. That may create the pain to allow it to show itself later, but you have weaknesses that you build increasingly, and then you get to that point where your low back bothers you because a weakness got weak enough that something can hurt you. So go out and swing a golf club, your back hurts afterwards. If you had a healthy spine, never would have bothered you. If you had a good mattress, never would have bothered you. So I'm going to get into some stuff. And the good news is regarding back pain is most cases of lower back are believed to be due to mechanical problems, you know, musculoskeletal system issues rather than serious illness or chronic health problems. Abnormalities, weaknesses, added stress placed on the bones, joints, and ligaments and muscles can all contribute to back problems. And that's why I talk about, you know, postural problems. And what I mean by postural problems, it's not like you have poor posture. And I'll tell you this right now, people have poor posture. It isn't often your fault. The old adage of, you know, stand up straight, your mother, your grandmother saying, stand up straight. It doesn't always equal that. Sometimes there's spinal problems causing you to go into that bad posture for protective reasons. So postural problems, including spinal abnormalities, right? A joint that's out of position, particularly higher up in your spine, closer to your skull, there's a joint out of position that carries more weight overall to the function of your body. Other issues, they can create herniated disc, bulging disc, ruptured disc. And these back problems can cause spongy, gel-filled cushions that lie between the vertebra to become compressed or fractured. So muscular strains is another thing, and weakness, or possibly fractures in your spine that can cause compensations. Compensations that add pressure on the back, and some of these things are weak core, tight hamstrings, weak glutes. And they're real important. We tell people to work on those muscles. If you want to work on something at the gym, they're probably more important to work on, loosening up your hamstrings, strengthening your glutes, tighten up your core. It'll help you function much better. Poor form when exercising. Well, I'm going to change this poor form when exercising on this list to poor form at all times, right? When you're sitting, poor form. You know, when you're standing, poor form. But poor form when you're exercising. And I'm going to tell you the truth. I don't get into exercising too much on the show. I love it. I exercise almost every day. But exercising, as far as how your form is, it's a very unique individual thing. If your spine's rotated to the left and you're doing squatting exercises, there's no way to know when you need to change your posture to the left while you're doing a squat in order to have proper form. So if your spine is out of position and you have a trainer telling you how to do proper form, it isn't proper form for you. So you just need to know that. You need to be very careful when doing heavy weight loaded on your body. In other words, the weights are pushing down straight on you. because when they're pushing down in your body and your body's out of position, it can strain your, you know, your joints. It can irritate your muscles, can affect how your body runs and heals. Overtraining. So overtraining without enough rest between workouts or not enough stretching can damage your spine. Exercise to sport related injuries or accidents that can put the ball in motion. Typically, if you have exercise, a sport related injury or a car accident, then you, you have pain right afterwards. Your body's good at managing pain, so it'll decrease the pain as time goes on, but that vertebra is still out of position, crushing down on a nerve or your spinal cord or weakening a disc as it's out of position, and it creates issues further, you know, as you age. Inflexibility and stiffness due to aging, that happens. Wearing non-supportive shoes can do it. Obesity and sedentary lifestyle. So a lot of you guys know I have a weight loss and nutrition company as well, and I designed it specifically to be unique. It's not like anything else, but I really designed it for people who have issues in their body. So if you have pain, joint issues, mental health issues, sometimes what you eat that created obesity can create mental health issues. So I created this weight loss system not for people to just lose weight for vanity's sake, but to lose weight to be incredibly healthy, because it goes hand in hand with getting your body functioning better. So you get your body functioning better. If your body's lighter, leaner, and you're eating much, much better than you currently are, your inflammatory processes drop, everything else works better, and you feel tremendously better. So obesity and sedentary lifestyle can be big factors for back pain, and that's why I developed that company. Pregnancy as well, emotional, psychological stress can cause back pain. I'm gonna tell you something. We have three forms of stress. Just want to say this quickly. Three forms of stress that enter into our bodies. We have emotional stress. Emotional stress are the things we mostly relate to stress. My husband and wife's driving me crazy. My boss, my kids, not getting enough sleep, whatever it is, it's creating stress. But that stress irritates the rest of your body. You only have so many emotional, so many brain resources to spread throughout your whole body, right? Imagine if you had a bucket full of 100 marbles. Well, if you normally spend 30 of those marbles on the structure of your body, when you're really stressed, it could go up to 50 marbles. And then you don't have as many marbles for healing, digestion of food, everything else can impact your body. Emotional stress. Physical stress, that's what we attribute most back pain to, lifting, straining ourselves, stuff like that. And then we have chemical stress, and this is an interesting one. Chemical stress is pretty much, the majority of it is what enters your mouth. You know, it can be what you're breathing, you know, the environment around you. You know, there's a lot of stuff, glyphosate on your lawn, chemicals, plasticizers, all that stuff, but it's mostly what you eat. So if you're eating poor food, it creates chemical stress, which can cause back pain. People come in after a weekend, their back's hurting, and they say, I didn't do anything to create physical stress to my back, right? That's a type of stress, but they did stuff to create chemical stress to their body. Mostly they ate a big meal, they went out with friends, had a big meal, had a party, had cake, a rich meal, wine, all that stuff, and then their back hurt them the next day. So pay attention to that. If you have low back pain and you went out and you had a big meal, maybe even you ate late at night and your body had to process the food as you slept, that can create tons of stress in the body. And the stress will, any stressor inside your body, it comes into your body like it's coming into a fuse box. So it comes into, you know, a circuit breaker board, a fuse box, it comes into there. And if there's any, like a switch, you know, in your garage, you have that board with the switches on it. Some of you guys might not know what it is, but you have that board. And if there's any weak circuits in there, any breakers in there a little bit weak, if you put more stress across it, it's going to trip and create issues. So ultimately, if you turn on the vacuum cleaner, the blender, the oven, whatever you have hooked up to that circuit, if you overload it, it'll close down and it'll create issues. So that's what happens in your body. But most of the time, it isn't that you have too much stuff going on. You have a weakened circuit, a weakened vertebra, a weakened part of your spine that can't handle the stress, and it starts becoming irritated, and the irritation then creates the pain and problem. Hopefully that makes sense, but that's how chemical stress works in your body. Constipation, if you have back, and this is interesting too, if you have constipation, it can irritate your lower back. If you have lower back nerve pressure, it can create constipation. So it becomes this constant vicious cycle. And they have done research. They've done research and they took animals and they kind of went in and they put pressure on a nerve and it created issues at the end of the nerve. That's why it's so important to get the pressure off your nerves. So they put pressure on the nerve that branches off of their spine, right where it branches off your spinal cord. And whatever organ was going to, I believe in this case it was digestive, had issues, constipation, whatever. They removed that pressure off the nerve and the constipation went away. So that's one way it happens. The other way is if you just have constipation due to a poor diet, it can irritate your low back because those nerves from your digestive organs, your colon, feed back into your spine and go up to your brain and can create irritation in that area. So it's interesting. There are two Nobel Prize studies, and one of them showed that nerve pressure can create issues in your body, organ-wise. And the other one, 2 years later, showed organ issues can create nerve pressure in your spine. So they kind of feed back and forth. So they say men and women commonly develop back pain the same, but women show more frequently it happens to. Overweight adults who don't exercise and have other health issues like spinal problems are the highest risks for back pain. And basically, there's so many statistics I could give you, but I want to go over the process of getting better, right? I'm going to get into natural remedies for lower back pain. Number one natural remedy, it's pretty obvious, is getting regular chiropractic care. It's proved to be very effective at helping provide lower back pain relief, especially when combined with other treatments. So you could do massage therapy, exercise, soft tissue therapy, but the number one thing is getting adjusted. Patient information articles published in both the Journal of North American Spine Society and the Journal of the American Medical Association, so JAMA, found evidence that spinal manipulations were safe, effective, drugless forms of professional treatment for both acute, which is short-term or sudden, and chronic low back problems in adults. Plus, they're cost-effective ways to help relieve the back pain. So it isn't surgery, it isn't taking medication. Hopefully, your insurance covers that stuff, but some people it doesn't cover, and they pay $100,000 out of their pocket. But basically, getting adjusted is the best way. And also, chiropractors will also use postural restoration treatments. So in my office, we use home care, which are another word for it's postural restoration treatments, and they help dysfunctional muscle patterns that are driven by the nervous system can allow someone to ultimately live a more balanced life. So if you have any of these issues, it's so important to understand where it's coming from. You know, it doesn't just come on randomly. I'll tell you another one that's really, people don't get it. A lot of times you have back issues because of birth. Moms, it's not your fault, but we give birth wrong in this country. A baby's supposed to be pushed out instead of pulled out. And that pulling the baby out, it leads to upper neck issues, as you can only imagine. You're tugging the whole body out by grabbing the head. So 85% of births result in some level of upper cervical, up in the neck, misalignments in birth. And that's been shown. Studied pediatric research shows 85% causes some level of misalignment in the neck at birth. And what happens is I see people come to my office and I take x-rays. I look at their x-rays and I can see exactly where the issue is. And I could tell them it happened at birth. And it might be 30, 40, 50, however old they are, but you can see this issue happen at birth. So it's so important to get to a good chiropractor. If you go to a good chiropractor who specializes in neurological corrective care, they can tell you. I do this all day long. I can tell you if you need surgery, tell you if you need medication, physical therapy. I'll tell you that flat out. You know, it's not my territory, but I'll say, listen, I can't help you. Go somewhere else. But if you can be helped, it's the most effective, researched, safest form of care for your health and getting your spine pain gone. And getting your spine pain gone is just a symptom of getting your spine corrected, because getting it corrected improves the function of every cell in your entire body, which I feel is pretty incredible. Not people coming in for back pain who lose weight, coming in for back pain whose mental health problems get better, coming in for back pain whose heart issues get better. They get off their medications. This patient who's taking blood pressure medication. And I told him, you should probably get off of that or talk to your doctor about getting off of it. He says, I'm all right. So I was adjusting him. His blood pressure went down. There's tons of research that shows when you get adjusted, your blood pressure will lower. And it went down. And plus, he's taking his medication as well. So it lowered his blood pressure even further. So he's at his Thanksgiving table 1 year, sitting next to his wife. And he just started leaning towards her. She thought it was cute. And he just passed out in her lap due to low blood pressure. So you need to be careful if you're taking your medications and getting adjusted, because a lot of those symptoms that you're taking your medication for are going away, and the medication that'll work too much on you and create other health issues. So I encourage my patients to talk to their doctors about these medications, because their symptoms will change, their function will improve, and they'll get much healthier. So what you have to do is take x-rays. most important thing I can tell you, if you're listening to this, you've never been to a chiropractor or you go to a chiropractor, if you never had an x-ray, it's so important to know exactly what's going on in your spine. No two people are alike. And he could be feeling or she could be feeling things in your spine, which might not be accurate. The x-rays may be showing something different than what they're feeling. And also, you could have issues in your spine that tumors, I've seen them in my office. I've seen major disc prolapses that if I adjusted that patient, their spine would break. They'd have a worse disc issue and they'd have more problems. So you have to look at x-rays specifically, look at them through the eyes of corrective chiropractic care. Over time, it's so important, and we use tools to measure posture and stuff, but it's over time, it's so important to measure your progress through another x-ray. Because if you're telling me if you're feeling better, that's a phenomenal sign your body's working better. But you need to. I need to see your spine's going back to its optimal position or close to it. And you should have curves in your spine. You should have certain angles and measurements on your x-rays that we take. And I need to see your spine's getting better and going back to that optimal position because there's less pressure on your brain, spinal cord, and the nerves branching off once you get to that position. Your symptoms can go away right away. So that's cool, right? Your symptoms are the first things to go away. Within a month, most people's symptoms are 90% improved. But your problems can still be there. So it's so important to see what's going on with your films, position of your spine to see if you're healing and getting better. And then you need proper home care. If you're with a good corrective care office, they'll give you the right home care, such as traction, wobble disc. All these things are so important for getting your spine and your discs to get much healthier to allow your spine to go back to that better position. So if you want to figure out if you can be better, if you want to go to a place where you can, you know, not saying I'm the only place in the world, there's other great chiropractors out there, but some of those criteria that I share with you, x-rays, home care, re-x-rays, they're so important to see how you're doing. So each week we open up 5 appointments for anybody, and it's really my radio listeners. I want you guys to have the opportunity to get healthier. I want to share the truth with you, the right information, and then give you an opportunity to follow up on it for yourself if you have health issues. So any health issue you have, any pain you have, could be potentially a chiropractic issue, could be a neurological issue, a spinal issue, because your brain runs everything in your body. So if you're chasing an issue through your doctor looking for better medication and you never looked at chiropractic as an effective way of overcoming that issue, you really should. Because if you get the pressure off your spinal cord, then your brain can communicate better with your body, let your body run, heal, and function the way it was truly designed, not let it just run poorly, take a medication hoping it'll help you, but that'll never improve the function. Only getting the pressure off your nervous system can help with that. So if you want to come in, the first 5 callers, so if you call now, we'll check with it tomorrow morning. We'll look at our messages and we'll get back to you. Call us. It's 845-896-1200. Now, we do this free. So if you want to come in, if you're ready to listen to the first 5 people, we do it for free. Full exam, full x-rays, everything to help see if you can get better. Doesn't require that you start care. Just requires that you can figure out what's going on and get better. So give us a call. It's 845-896-1200. That's 845-896-1200. And we'll get back to you, give you a call, connect with you, and hopefully you'll be in the top 5. And even if you're not, we'll still set up an appointment. And it'll cost probably, we'll do a referral rate for you. It's normally $150. We'll do it for $49. And $49 is still tremendous value for you. So if you call even after that, we'll still set you up an appointment and try to get you in. All right, sounds good. All right, so I want to take a look at the top anti-inflammatory foods. Just, you know, following up on the last segment, I see so many patients in my office, and unfortunately, you didn't come in when you had your issue first, so we can't get you fully corrected, and there may be times where you have inflammation that can create issues and pain in your body, and it's so important to know the anti-inflammatory foods. Once again, that's why I have a nutritional company, because we're advanced in what we know. We can share that with patients, and they can understand what they should be eating, especially if they have extra weight in their body, which is a symptom of a poor metabolism, and we could, if you have a damaged metabolism, we can get that fixed and help them to drop weight very, very quickly. But the anti-inflammatory foods are so important for helping you feel better and helping you heal better, de-stressing your body. So I'm going to get into a few of them here. So number 1 is green leafy vegetables. So produce is very good. You can also juice green leafy vegetables such as Swiss chard, extremely high in antioxidant A and C, as well as vitamin K, which is very important. Vitamin K is very good against oxidative stress. So green leafy vegetables are good. Bok choy, another one, it's like a green leafy vegetable on steroids. So bok choy is very good. There's over 70 antioxidant phenolic substances in bok choy. And phenolic means plant-based creating sun or creating energy from sun. So they're sort of God's little solar panels. That's real cool when you understand green leafy vegetables are God's solar panels. They take the sun, they convert it into energy and vitamins and minerals that we can use. Celery is really cool. I love celery. Helps blood pressure, cholesterol levels, heart disease, anti-inflammatory properties. So if you're eating celery, it's cool, but you can juice celery and get tons from that celery juice, help you feel tremendously better. Beets. Beets work off a different pathway. It works off the nitrogen pathway in your body. So tons of people with heart disease, they're taking drugs to help with the nitrogen pathway, increase the nitrogen and oxygen getting through the bloodstream. And that's another thing. If you take a Viagra or one of those drugs for erectile dysfunction, beets work on the same pathway, so they can help you with that as well. But they're very, very good for you. And basically the rule of thumb is the more darkly pigmented anything you eat is that's natural, the better it is for you. And beets are darkly pigmented. You'll know when you go to the bathroom next morning and your pee's red because it's very powerful antioxidant quality from the color of it. Broccoli is very important. If you look at the cruciferous vegetables, they have flavonoids, carotenoids, and very anti-inflammatory and key vitamins in there. So they work very, very good. Blueberries are very good. I'm going to tell you why. They have an especially strong anti-inflammatory called quercetin. So found in citrus, olive oil, and dark color berries, quercetin's a flavonoid, which is a beneficial substance or phytonutrient that is prevalent in fresh foods that fights inflammation and even cancer. So it's very important. Blueberries, get as much as you can in your body. Tons of health benefits, and quercetin is anti-inflammatory. I recommend it all the time, particularly allergy season, because it works very well on nasal tissues, as well as upper respiratory tissues. If there's inflammation due to allergies, it can quiet the inflammation, help you feel tremendously better. Next up is pineapple. Pineapple has another natural anti-inflammatory that works on an enzymatic pathway, which means it's an anti-inflammatory enzyme called bromelain. It's a digestive enzyme, and it contributes to the benefits of pineapple. So after being used as part of an anti-inflammatory food protocol, bromelain has been observed to have strong immune modulating abilities. So not only does it help with inflammation, helps your immune system, helps your heart health, has other powerful qualities as far as blood clotting. It's nature's answer to taking an aspirin a day if you have heart disease. So what I'm trying to tell you is if you eat these foods, they don't just stop at one thing. It's not like taking a pill for, you know, heart disease or blood pressure or whatever. All these things have multiple effects in your body as natural things do. Next up is salmon. Salmon has great essential fatty acids, which are great for decreasing inflammation. It also decreases the need for anti-inflammatory medication. And research shows that omega-3 fatty acids reduce inflammation and may lower the risk of chronic disease, such as heart disease, cancer, and arthritis. So omega-3s are really important. Bone broth, very, very important because they contain stuff like chondroitin, glucosamine, all those compounds that people take individually for their joints, help them feel better. But bone broth has it all in there. And natural food have them in the right amount with other factors in there to help you absorb and digest it. So I love how natural food works over pills, but if you can't get what you need from food, you need the pills for sure to help. Coconut oil, very good. Coconut oil has tons of benefits such as fighting free radicals, high levels of antioxidants, natural treatment for osteoporosis. And its uses are for if you're cooking, it's high heat stable. So if you're cooking food over high heat, over 400 degrees, you should use coconut oil because the other fat that you would use to cook, including olive oil, which is very healthy. But when it goes above a certain point, a flash point, then it's not as healthy for you anymore. So I'll tell you what. All these foods I'm going over, there's a couple more, ginger, turmeric, they're anti-inflammatory. But it's really cool when you look at these because they're all on our eating protocol. So when you're looking at trying to eat better, trying to be healthy, and those two things go hand in hand. If you're trying to lose weight, you have to eat these foods. And that's real important. With our weight loss system, we have technology to find out exactly what nutrients you're deficient in. But after we find out your specific nutrient deficiencies, and that's very important because your body will stay in starvation mode. It'll want to hold on to fat for much, much longer if you have nutritional deficiencies. It'll want to pile on fat. It'll try to protect itself against a future of famine. So it doesn't know what's going on, but it doesn't have enough nutrients in it. So it assumes famine's coming. and it needs to hold on to fat to protect itself from more energy. So if you have low nutrients, your body will not let go of fat. And that's the language that's real important to understand about weight loss, is letting go of fat. If your body's healthy, has all its nutritional needs met, it's eating the right quantity of macronutrients, which are carbohydrates, proteins, and fats, it's going to be completely satisfied. And once it's satisfied, it wants to let go of fat. That's real important to know. You can't force fat off a body that isn't healthier or healing better or has all its nutrient needs met, because it'll just reject it. You lose a couple pounds, and then soon after that, the pounds will come back, because you can't force weight off your body. It's like taking a pool toy and pushing it underwater. The further underwater you go, the harder it is to push it, and it's kind of squirrely trying to get out from underneath your hand. As soon as it breaks free from your hand, it goes straight to the surface, and it goes above the surface because it just wants to get away from that environment. And that's what happens to your metabolism if it isn't working, if you're what I call a hard loser. And if you're a hard loser, right now you could be looking, you know, listening to the radio, getting ready, looking at yourself and saying, I wish I had these extra 15 or 50 or 100 pounds off my body. And it's near impossible if you're a hard loser. So if you're a hard loser, you have tons of hormonal disruption. Your hormones aren't working anymore. And you probably are well aware of that. You also, your body has shifted its size. So your proportions have changed. You have more weight around your midsection, your gut, and your butt. So ladies, more around the butt, guys, more around the gut, but it can change either way. And if you have more fat distribution around your midsection, you're a hard loser. And you can't go about it through any of the pills. The pills will never change your metabolism. You may drop a little bit of weight, but you're going to keep the same ratios of body mass, and you're going to look very, very much not as good as you want to look, trust me. So there's a much younger fat distribution if you do it right. So if you're a hard loser, you know, give us a call. Check us out. Our phone number is 845-897-5677. And just like I did before, the first five callers, I'm going to give you an opportunity to come in and go through our entire process, meet our top-notch coaches, figure out exactly what nutrients you're deficient in, and figure out exactly how to drop that weight. Our average person loses 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days. A little over a month, 20 to 40 pounds, and does it right and keeps it off. So if you want to figure that out, give us a call for free. We'll do that first exam for the first five callers. You meet with the coach, do all the processes, and it's 845-897-5677. And we'll get back to you tomorrow morning. We'll set up a time for you and go over exactly what you need to do to be healthy, lean, fit, and happy. All right, guys, listen, bless you. Have a great week, and I'll be back at you next Sunday with more Maximize Your Health Radio.
And you've been listening to Maximize Your Health with Dr. Eric Ashburn. To hear this show again or to recommend it to your friends, visit the podcast page at WHUD.com. Tune in again next Sunday at 7 a.m. for another edition of Maximize Your Health with Dr. Eric Ashburn, right here on 100.7 WHUD.